Reading 2. A New Space Race. In the 1960s, the US and the USSR were engaged in a space race. Each nation wanted to be the first to make accomplishments in space. The USSR launched the first man-made satellite, Sputnik, into orbit around the Earth in 1957. In 1961, they also became the first country to put a man in space, Yuri Gagarin. However, the United States was the first country to put a man on the moon in 1969. These nationalistic races turned space into a political arena, not just a scientific one. In the past few decades, the United States has emerged as the world's major spacefaring nation. But a new space race could be starting, the one for affordable space travel. Until recently, the only people to fly into space were government astronauts. But on July 12, 2004, Mike Melville became the first civilian to fly a ship into space. He piloted Spaceship One high above California to accomplish that feat. The reason that Melville's flight is important is because people expect it to be the beginning of affordable space travel. The company that made Spaceship One is called Scaled Composites. It was one of 26 companies from various countries competing to win the Ansari X Prize. The X Prize was a $10 million award intended to motivate private companies to develop spaceships. Entrepreneurs Anousheh and Amir Ansari, who were born in Iran, contributed several million dollars to the prize fund, so the prize was named after them. The prize was inspired by the early days of aviation history. In the early days, private individuals and companies, not governments, pioneered air travel, pushing the boundaries of what was possible at that time. There were various contests that motivated progress in aviation development. Take, for example, the historical aviator Charles Lindbergh. He won the $25,000 Ortieg Prize in 1927 for flying a plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, across the Atlantic Ocean. Aside from Spaceship One, there was a Canadian team competing for the Ansari X Prize, called the Da Vinci Project Team. Their spacecraft's name was Wildfire. Additionally, a British project called Star Chaser Industries also planned to launch a private rocket. Other teams worked in Israel, Argentina, and Romania, but the majority of the teams were located in the United States. The X Prize was offered to the first privately funded group to send three people into space. In fact, the exact height of the flight needed to be at least 100 kilometers. The group needed to repeat the flight within 2 weeks, using the same vehicle, in order to win. After its first flight in July 2004, Spaceship One made two more trips into space on October 1st and October 4th, 2004, and won the X Prize. This doesn't mean the teams will stop developing private space travel. Some people expect the X Prize to spawn other contests. One thing is for sure, it has launched a whole new space race.